In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. God is loving, merciful, and kind. God does not keep record of wrong, but rejoice when we go back and repent. God does not wish that we die in our sins, that we repent and come home. My dearly beloved, sometimes we may not have a perfect father who knows how to raise children, who knows how to welcome children, who knows how to be affectionate to children. But we should not be stuck there. We should move on because we have a perfect Father who is in heaven. We don't come from perfect family. And I know you can ask my children, and they will tell you that I am not a perfect dad or husband. But God and Christ is perfect. The story this morning that we heard in English and Arabic of a young man is called Prodigal Son, or the Lost Son, which read for us from the Gospel of St. Luke, is not only for any son or daughter who rebel against their parents and against their father. Today's story is your story and mine. So the story of the prodigal son is our own story. We live in America, and many of us have the desire to practice our life, and our life become out of control. We want freedom. We want freedom to speak whatever is on our mind. We want freedom to behave as the moment calls. And we want the freedom to choose what we want. St. Paul reminds us how deadly this desire is, how dangerous. St. Paul said, yes, I can do everything, but not everything is good for me. كل شيء مباح لي وليس كل شيء ينفعني. Yes, young people, young children, teenager, young adult, do you know that your body does not belong to you? It was given to you that God can dwell in it and make you holy. So what do we need? Young people need coaching. Don't be upset if your parents directed you. And parents, never give up your privilege to instruct your children, even if they get mad. Even if they get mad. We need coaching. We need advice. We need instruction from our father and mother. Parents are ordained vocation. It could be more holy than anything on earth. We need to do a good job. We need to instruct our children. If we don't instruct our children, who will? The school? TV? What? The rap music? Sport? We need to instruct our children. Here's the story of this young man who was bored at home. He wanted more of life. So like today, young people wants to go to Fort Lauderdale for spring break. And they go crazy there. And often, their craziness caused them a lifetime of misery. So this young man wanted a life for himself. We as family cannot have life only for myself as a father, or myself as a mother, and myself as a child, sons or daughter. It does not work. We're bound with the holiness of that family. And if we want a life of ourselves, like this young man in the gospel, we knew the result. After he spent his money, he wasn't fun anymore. So his friend left him. And he became so lonely that his job was only good enough to live with pigs. When I was studying for my doctorate degree, I used to drive from here to Notre Dame, Indiana. And I will pass through farms after farms after farms raising pigs. They were 10 miles away, and I could not stand the stench. How much more to live with the pigs? Yes, sometimes we may not have a perfect life, but God always waiting for us to return. So the story of the prodigal son is our own story. We have sons and we have daughters. But there is always a redemption. And we always can return and come home. We need to come to ourselves. We need to come to our knowledge. We need to change our destructive habit and behavior. We must mend bridges. Sometimes we go on for a lifelong of misery because we're angry at someone, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister. You know what it takes? I speak to the best psychiatrist and psychologist and to the church's father. And I tell them, what's the best cure from mental, from sin, from sadness? They always tell me it takes an honest person. An honest person to come and go back and say, I am sorry. Because the strongest people I met in my life are those who are humble and those who admit their mistake. Yes, my dearly beloved, when we return and change, much of our surprise, we find God is waiting for us. He's the one who wants us back. He's awaiting us to come back home. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm not worthy to be called your son, but take me one of your slaves. If you say that to God, God will raise you up and says, you're mine. You're not a slave. You are a child. I have made you from your mother's womb and loved you, and I rejoice in your return. God doesn't punish us. God is not a gorilla awaiting for us to frighten us. God is not judging us if we just admit what we've done. And what does he do? He gives us a new garment. He put a ring in our hand and a shoes in our feet. God rejoices in our coming home to church. When we repent, we see Christ face to face. Because no one can see God's face if that not repented. Unless we repent, we will never be alive. Unless we repent, God makes us new. Because repentance is a bridge from darkness to light, from death to life, from a life of misery to a life of joy and salvation. May God always make us better parents. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.